From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. Classical connections with the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra this Saturday and Sunday at Jefferson Center. RSO Music Director David Stewart Wiley.
We feature some of our principal musicians, Beethoven Symphony. There's a wonderful Mozart overture to John Giovanni, J.C. Bach Symphony. And it culminates with Beethoven's Second Symphony.
It's the second and last weekend for the youth production of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Based on the C.S. Lewis Chronicles of Narnia, 55 actors, 17 and under on stage at Attic Productions in Fincastle this Friday through Sunday. Mandy Mashing is the director.
They're very good at listening to everything. They take direction really well. And because they're young, they're willing to try anything that I ask them to do. Singing, dancing, running around the stage like an animal.
Out of town a little bit in Bedford, and starting next Friday, February 21st, playwright and director David Walton Jr. brings his play, The Buttercups Were Lovely, that year to the stage at Littletown Players for two consecutive weekends.
It's set in 1968, so it is a period piece with flashbacks to the 20s and the 40s, and you get to follow Earldine Beaufort Jarvis and her family as she ages from a college student all the way up through the end of her life. And we see moments in time that were important.
Opera Roanoke presents the recital Americans in Paris this Sunday, 3 p.m. at Raleigh Court Presbyterian Church. Tickets are $30 and seating is general admission. Brooke Tolley is general director for Opera Roanoke.
Some music theater and songs from the American Songbook and by the composer Aaron Copland. Really a fun program that's, you know, incredibly accessible.
Artist Celeste Hodges has been operating her Motel Studios Art Center on Williamson Road in Roanoke for almost a year now, offering all kinds of classes. Hodges tells WDBJ7 there is a special event this Valentine's Day on Friday at 6 p.m. Paint Your Partner. Tickets are available on the Motel Studios website.
Like a lot of pottery, some painting, like paint your own ceramic, lino cut. We're also doing a Galentine's Day event where we're going to be painting these ceramic like little cake boxes and cupcake banks.
The Floyd Center for the Arts has two new exhibitions opening. Make Your Mark features 44 artists from 20 states curated from over 300 submissions, and Quiet, which looks at the theme of stillness through fiber art created by sewing, stitching, knitting, or other techniques. Victoria Javier is the center's director.
The call was asking artists to submit work that has to do with impact, an issue that has been impactful in their community or something impacting them personally. And then another way to interpret the call was the idea of the maker's mark, that signature symbol that people have for years and years put on their work.
The Floyd Center for the Arts will hold an opening reception with light refreshments for both Make Your Mark and Quiet this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. At the Moss Center on the Virginia Tech campus this Friday, Grammy-nominated jazz saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin. And after 18-plus years as artistic director for Southwest Virginia Ballet, Pedro Zelay will retire at the end of June. The search for his successor is underway. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
I am Pedro Zelay. I am the artistic director of Southwest Virginia Ballet. Thank you for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment to sponsor the Culture Calendar. This is our 34th season in our Virginia's Blue Ridge. Thank you for your continued support. And we are very thankful for all of you to continue to support the arts.